Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. And we have found it, Father. I thank you that your word is health and healing to our flesh. And we are healed in Jesus' name. Father, as we open your word today, I pray for revelation, knowledge, and understanding to flow. Open our hearts, our minds, and our eyes, Father, as we receive your word this morning in Jesus' name. All of God's people said,
amen.
Lift it up high. Say this with me. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I am a believer. Therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe. I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give our podcast listeners a hand clap. We're glad you're listening this morning. Praise God. Come out and see us sometime. So praise the Lord. We've had a wonderful time talking about God and how He talks to us and our communications with Him through the Spirit, through maybe even an audible voice. Last week, I told you a little story about when I was 9 years old and we were fasting as a family, and the Lord spoke to me audibly. He said the words three times. He said, preach, preach, preach.
Amen.
That was the last time I heard His voice until I was 25 years old.
There we go.
I was serving the devil, running around in the world, doing things I should not be doing. Yeah. Was married to my beauty at that time. She, such a good woman, very smart woman, she was going to church. Yes. She was going to church. She was actually going to our church. She had her church as she was raised in. But she wanted to experience ours. And so she was going to our church for that some time now. I would catch her praying over me at night while I'm asleep.
That's right.
Cheater. I'd wake up. Yep. And she'd have her hand on my chest. She'd be praying over me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And frankly, I didn't care. Because one thing I knew, when she's praying, the power of the Holy Spirit comes on me, I sleep better. Keep praying. I don't care. I'm doing what I want to do. You can't make me. So anyway, I'm 25 years old. It's December 24th. I'm not going to church. I'm not serving God. I'm not even an Easter Christmas Christian. I didn't even go on those days. Well, it was going to be Christmas. It was December 24th. It was New Year's Eve. I had just come in from a night of not happiness. And I'm sitting in my recliner. Downstairs, my wife's upstairs asleep, and all of a sudden, I hear this voice. I hear it, I mean, loud. Get back to me, or you will die. Well, I knew who that was, because I know him. See, even though I might have been serving in the world, or serving the enemy, you still know the voice of God.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. So, you know what I did? I went up and woke my wife up. Woman! God told me to get to the church or I'm dead. Needless to say, I did go to church that following morning. And that was it. Never looked back. Hearing His voice loud was like a thunder. Now, you know it when you hear it. You know, the devil tries to trick you and use the voice. You know, that's why the word says that the voice of a stranger we won't follow.
Right.
Now, we're connected by the power of the Holy Spirit. We hear Him more clearly.
Amen.
But we don't want to just rely on the audible voice. We must rely on the power of the communication through the Spirit.
Amen.
Must rely on that one. Amen. Now, have you ever had or heard someone say, God, I have to be beyond a shadow of a doubt. I have to know that this is you. If you want me to do this, I need to hear your voice, right? I mean, I've prayed it. I ain't doing it unless you say something to me, you know. Well, don't tell God how He's going to talk to you, because He's going to talk to you. But at that time, when I was 9 years old, you know, we were fasting and we were praying as a family. And I was looking for direction just as they were. I didn't really know this was going to happen. I didn't know that God was going to actually talk to me. I figured He'd talk to mom and dad and then tell me what to do. That's how it works. Mom and dad tell you what to do, you know. Well, God spoke to me specifically, and that was how important it was for me to know that I was called.
Amen.
I know I'm called.
Yes.
Not just because I'm anointed. I know I'm called because God called me.
Yes.
And so let's open our Bibles, if you would, We're going to talk about the call to preach. Amen. We're all called to preach the gospel. You do know that, right? We're all called to it. But let's look at John chapter 15. John 15, the call to preach. Hallelujah. And by the way, we got two born again last week at nursing home. We're on it. We're on a roll. All right, John 15, let me think here. I want to start in verse 9, all right? So let's look at verse 9 here. It says this, "As the Father loved me," this is Jesus talking, "I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you that my joy," this is Jesus now, "that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be" what? "May be full." So if the joy of the Lord is abiding in us, then our joy then is full.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Amen. He says this in verse 12, "This is my commandment." What does that mean? Not a suggestion.
No.
Not a, well, hey, you ought to try this out every once in a while. And that's what I always hated about going under bridges and see, try Jesus. No, you don't try Jesus.
No.
You either do or you don't. You know, because that's how it's going to be. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil.
Yes.
You make the choice whether you make the choice.
That's right.
You know that?
That's right.
People that have not accepted Jesus and say, I accept Jesus Christ as Lord, have made their decision. Jesus said this, you're either for me or you're against me.
Yes.
I mean, he was real clear throughout the Word of God. You choose me or you don't.
Yes,
yes. All right. But if you haven't chosen me, you've made a choice.
Amen.
All right. And that's important that people know and understand that. So he says, this is my commandment now, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, hold on. How has Jesus loved us?
Totally, completely.
He gave us life for us. What else?
He knocked out the devil.
Okay. Beat the devil up for us, right? He forgave us of our sins.
Amen. Pick it all.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Love me as I have loved you. He forgave us.
Yes.
Bible says he holds our sin and iniquity against us no more. He said he doesn't remember it anymore. Doesn't even remember our sin and iniquity. Uh-oh. Now this is going to hurt. So don't let this hurt too much. But if we're walking then in unforgiveness with other people.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. That means we're not loving one another as he has loved us.
That's right.
If we're remembering how that person did me wrong, then we haven't forgotten and actually forgiven. Because see, when you forgive, you forget.
That's right.
Doesn't mean the devil doesn't try to bring it up.
Yeah.
Oh, he tries to bring up stuff to me all the time. Get me all riled up. I brood over it and I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I know better than that. So Lord, forgive me. I forgive that person. It's over and done with.
Amen.
He says to love one another as I have loved you.
Yeah.
All right. So he forgave us. He forgave us of our sins, of our wrongdoings, of our sinning against him, sinning against his word, sinning against God. He forgave us.
Right.
Washed us clean.
Great.
And then forgot about it.
Yep.
Wow. What else did he do for us? Well, he died. He laid down his life.
Amen.
Bible's going to talk about it. Laying your life down for your friends.
That's right.
He laid his life down for his friends. Right. He bore pain. In his own body on the tree, the Bible says. He bore pain for me.
Amen.
He bore pain for you.
Yes, he did.
Sometimes being around certain people is painful. But what? He endured that pain so that we would be free.
Yes.
I will tell you this, endure that pain and you will be free.
That's right.
When you can stand in the same room with someone who has wronged you and done it on purpose, and know that you have forgiven them. The devil doesn't like that. Oh, the devil doesn't like that at all. But guess who's got the victory in that?
We do.
You do. Yeah, you don't like that.
Hallelujah.
Just as Jesus now has the victory. He had the victory over, the Bible says, sin and death. It's over. It's over. Praise God. So what do you have? I got victory over sin and death. Amen? All right, so he says this. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his wife. I'd gladly do that. I'd gladly do that. To lay down one's life for his kids. Gladly. Gladly. I'll take it, whatever it might be. Gladly lay down my life for my wife. Gladly lay down my life for my friends. What? What did he say? Friends. Who's saying this?
Jesus.
Jesus? Now, wait a minute. You sure he meant to put that in there?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I mean, lay down your life for your wife. Yeah, no problem. Lay down your life for your children. Yeah. I got some friends I wouldn't trust in the room with my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
I got some friends I don't want to be around. But the Bible says that I need to lay my life down for my friends. Just as what? Jesus loved them. Wait a minute. Lay down my life for my friends. Well, what does that mean? Well, if they need you, you're there.
Yes.
Lay down my life for my friends. Well, I guess I can't keep that grudge against them anymore, since Jesus washed and cleansed me of mine.
Yes.
So I have to let go. I have to let go of that. Lay down my life for my friends. Sounds to me like time is involved. When you lay down your life for someone, you're giving them your time. You're giving them your life. Laying down your life. Well, in me, praying over someone is laying down your life for someone. Why? You're investing time that you will not get back. That time is now what they call spent. We spent time in prayer over that friend that I love. Right? Because why? Well, because Jesus commanded me to. So laying down my life can be as simple as just praying over them. Laying down my life for them could be blessing them financially.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Laying down my life for them, wow, could be ministering to them when the Spirit of God tells you, you've got to talk to them. There's something I need you to say. I got to talk to that person. I need you to go see them. Oh, but God, you know I don't like that guy. Right? Don't think God doesn't know that?
Yeah.
And remember, God does know that he probably did you wrong. Why do you think God's sending you?
That's right.
Listen, God's ways are not our ways. The Bible's very clear.
Yeah, that's right.
If I needed that axe out of that water and it sunk to the bottom of the pool, I would dive in and get it out of the natural, wouldn't I? But God says, make it float. Well, that wouldn't be my way of doing things. But God says it's float, right? Wait a minute. Here's Moses now, up against it. Up against the sea, right? Here's this army behind him. Wants them dead. Is on their tail.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically looking at it like, well, I guess we're done.
Yeah,
it's gone. I guess we're done. But he says, goes to God, and what does God tell him to do? raise your staff over the water. What? That wouldn't be the way I would do it, right? I'd be like, hey, God, make them blind. Yeah. Kill them all real quick or do something. That would be my natural way of doing things, right? That's the natural. But God wants us to look beyond the natural ways of doing things. Our ways are not his ways. We can't try to figure out why he would send me when he knows that guy was mean to me and I don't like him.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. He always knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing for you. And listen, anytime God's involved, the outcome for you is blessing.
Amen.
Always blessing.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Never cursing. Always blessing. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 13, greater love is no man than this, than to lay one's life down for his friends. You are, Jesus says, my friends.
Amen.
If. Oh. That's a big word, yes. You are my friends if. You ready? Oh, man. You do whatever I command you. Sounds like my wife. I'll cook you dinner. You better sweep that floor. Now, my wife never say that to me, never do that. She don't make me do dishes. I do them anyway. She doesn't make me do laundry. I try. Listen, I can do laundry. I just can't fold. I don't know how you women fold the clothes the way you fold them. I don't get it. I can't do it. I can't. I fold them the way I fold them. I don't know how to fold them. It's all messed up. You're going to have to iron them anyway when I fold them. You don't want me to fold them. All right. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. What did he command us to do? Love one another as I have loved you. You are my friends if you do what I've commanded you. He commanded us to love one another as he has loved us. So we want to be God's friend. We want to be Jesus' friend, right? Yeah, I want him to be my friend. Hey, will you be my friend? I want him to be my friend. In order for him to be my friend, I've got to do what he has commanded me. Oh, man. That means I got to love one another as he has loved me. Now, that's hard for people to get past. That's hard for people to love their families. And, you know, here's the thing about family. Family's usually the ones that really get to you. Because they're always, you know, they know how to pick at you. They know the perfect button to push, right? Oh, they're so good at it. They know you. Yeah. If it's just some dude or friend or whatever, you could be like, man, bye. I don't care about you. But every Christmas and every turkey day, there's that one family member that you have to hang out with. And love them. Jesus said, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Verse 15, no longer do I call you servants. I'm not a servant.
That's right.
You are not a servant, but we serve.
Amen.
We serve freely.
Free.
Hallelujah. We serve, love slaves. We serve freely. He says, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. So that means we can know what the master is doing. That's what that means. I like to break it down, right? I like to break it down. But he says, I have called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. So everything that Jesus has heard from the Father God, he's made known to us.
Yeah.
He's made known to you and I. Oh. Verse 16, here goes Jesus. Are you ready? You did not choose me, but I chose you and what? Appointed you or ordained you. I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask, here we are. That whatever you ask, the Father in my name, he may give you. He may give you. What does he say next? These things I command you, that you love one another. Sounds like he's driving that one home, doesn't it? Sounds like it's a pretty important part of this entire passage here. Very important part. That if we want to be friends of Jesus, we got to lay our lives down for our friends. Lay our lives down for one another. Love one another as he has loved us. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. That's not easy. That takes work. There's people I've had to forgive that I didn't want to. But I would rather be free than walking in bitterness and anger and bondage. I would rather be free. And you know how to be free is to walk in freedom and forgiveness.
Yes.
Be quick, the Bible says, to forgive.
Amen.
Quick to repent. Yes. As soon as something happens and you know it's not the will of God, get out of there.
Yes.
Repent quickly. Amen. Show God you mean business. Show God. See, this is not easy. People think, oh, it's easy walking like a Christian. No, it's not an easy walk.
Nope.
It's not. Why would you say you ran well? Who hindered you? Somebody's out there trying to hinder your walk, trying to hinder your race. And you're running your race
yes.
with the Lord God Almighty. Well, the devil doesn't like that. He wants to hinder you from accomplishing your goals. Oh, he hates your guts. That's okay. We hate him too.
That's right.
Hey, we're allowed to hate him. H-A-T-E, devil, yeah. Hate. Don't like him. Don't like him. Can't wait till he's dead.
That's right.
Since he won't dead, he's going to be in the pit for a long, long, long time. You know what's really interesting? Is God wants those who love him to love them out of a free and pure heart.
Yes, amen.
And after that, we rule and reign here in the earth when Jesus has now come, and we come back after we've spent our time in heaven, and then we're going to rebuild. The Bible says we're going to rebuild the earth. And there will be time of people being born of natural beings, born. And they'll need to know Jesus, just as we need to know Jesus.
Amen.
I believe this with all my heart, that there will still be churches. Because these newborn people, newborn again people, will have to know the ways of God.
Yes.
So we'll teach them.
Amen.
But because God wants those to love him out of a pure and clean heart and free will, yes, he doesn't want them to have to. He's going to give them the choice. The enemy's going to come back out of the pit and try to recruit. The Bible says he's going to recruit a lot. Is that, I mean, everything that the Word of God says, they will be able to read that it was true. Just as we know it's true, we've seen prophecy fulfilled. But that's not why we believe it. We believe it by faith.
Amen.
We walk, see, by faith, not by sight.
That's right.
But see, they're going to say, wow, it was right, there was four horses, and they came down. And oh, wow, there was seven this and seven that's. Wow, look at the bowls and the vials. Wow, and the scrolls. Wow, that really happened. Wouldn't it make sense to serve the Almighty God then, right? I mean, it would just make sense, but he's going to blind eyes. See, he's going to blind them. He's going to trick them. There's going to be false signs and wonders. Yeah, that are going to trick people into following the enemy again. And we're going to go to war. Again. But we'll win. Just as the Word says, we will win.
Amen.
But Jesus wants us to do what he's commanded us. Love one another. This message was not to be necessarily on love. It was really on verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. How God anoints us and appoints us. He chose us for this time. I believe with all my heart he chose you for this time and for this time to be here in the earth and for this time to be in this church. He chose you and appointed you. So let's keep going because, wow, that was a long introduction. Let's look at Mark. Mark chapter 3. Oh, boy. All right. That was a long introduction. Mark 3. Verse 13, it says, and he, talking about Jesus, went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him. He appointed 12 that they would what? Be with him. And that he might send them out to preach. And to have power to heal sicknesses and cast out demons.
Yes.
So Jesus called to himself those he wanted. They heard, and it says they came. And then he says he appointed the 12. He appointed them that they might be with him, and he could send them out to preach. Jesus could say, you know, hey, look, Peter, man, why don't you go over here? Hey, John, why don't you go over here? I'm just going to send you all out, you know, one by one or two by two. Or, you know, we went to 72, went to two by two, or 70 went to two by two. You know, he called them to himself so that he could send them where he needed them to go.
Yes.
I say this to you. You are called just as I am called. We are called. to Him, and we are appointed. Just as last week, they went into the nursing home because they were called and appointed, and two people were saved. We are called, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
We are appointed to preach the gospel. Amen?
Yes.
Ephesians 4. Let's look there. Ephesians 4. And how important it was that we heard that call and accepted that call. You know why? Because if we didn't, those two people may not have been born again.
Amen.
I don't want that on my head. Amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 3, look at verse 11. It says, "And He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers." For what? For the perfecting of the saints. New King James is for the equipping of the saints. For what? To sit on their rear and enjoy life in the pew. Uh-uh. What is it? For the equipping of the saints for the... He said work. He said that word. W-O-R-K. He says for the work of ministry. For edifying of the body of Christ.
Yes.
For the equipping of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edification of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man, sorry. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
The fullness of Christ. And we could go on and go on and go on. But I want us to see this. He gave some. Now, some people were called then to be apostles. The Bible says some prophets. Some evangelists. Some pastors. Some teachers. That's what we call the fivefold ministry. Okay? That's the fivefold ministry. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. All right. They are to equip the saints.
Amen.
You're the saints. To do what?
For the work.
For the work. Oh, yeah. For the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ.
Amen.
For the edification, you are to edify the body. Build it up. Strengthen it.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many people that gossip and bring it down. Speak evil against one another and they have church splits. Instead of edifying. Trust me, they'll be dealt with.
Yes.
Oh, they're going to be dealt with. I don't want to be that kind of person.
No.
I don't want to have to stand before the Lord and say I was the cause of a church split. No. Oh, no, 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 no. See, that might be a bad conversation with the Lord. Because everyone that I caused to leave that was not appointed to leave is on my head.
Yes.
What if they decided to stop serving God? What if they decided to, Jesus, I don't want you anymore. What if they did that and you were the cause? Whew. I don't want that on my head. I don't want that on me, right? But do you realize how many times throughout my entire life that I have seen that happen?
Yep.
And the people be the cause of it. All for a little word that was said. You know, they say, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I can tell you this today, that words are worse than any stick and stone. A stick and stone can heal. Words stick and stay.
Yep.
And they hurt. Trust me, they're deep into the heart of man. Deep. So, but if you're tough, then you say that, yeah, sticks and stones, yeah, words never hurt me. That sounds like a dude. Anyway, Jesus is the one who ordains and appoints to do the work of the ministry.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that calls you. He's the one that calls you, amen, for the work of the ministry. Jesus gave gifts to edify the body, the fivefold. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Amen. Jesus' work is now our work. Up, you know where we're going, Matthew 28, real quick. Matthew 28, real quick. Jesus's, I want you to keep that in mind. Now, Jesus' work is now our work. Jesus' work is now our work. So we're going to see what he has told us to do. Matthew 28, verse 16. Then the 11, remember he called the 11 to him and he told them to go. He told them so I could send them where I need them to go. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and he spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Therefore, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Wait a minute. We are to teach them to observe all things that Jesus commanded us. Oh, wait a minute. We're back to the commands again. What did he command us to do?
Love one another.
Love one another as I have loved you. And there's the, he had to put that little part on the end there. As I have loved you. Don't love people like you love people. Don't love people like Joe down the street loves people. No, he's making it very clear now. You're going to love one another like I have loved you. Okay, so now we have a qualification. We have a standard. This is how we are to love.
Yes.
Okay. See, we have to say okay to that, see?
Amen.
We have to say okay, Lord.
That's right.
I like this one. Help me with my unbelief. Right? Increase my faith. Right? Amen. Listen, I see how they went through life, but he says, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Amen.
So our Lord is with us always. All authority, verse 18, has been given to us.
Yes.
And he said then to go. Once you've got the authority, then go.
Yes.
And that's what, you don't go until the authority's been given.
Amen.
Whew, or you are in danger.
You're by yourself out there.
You're in danger. Yes, you're by yourself. Don't go unless you've been told to go.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
he says to do what? Make disciples, verse 19.
Yes.
He says what? To baptize them, verse 19. Verse 22, teach them to observe. So we are to go and preach and teach them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Well, how many of you think that the Ten Commandments are no longer? Oh, the Ten Commandments are still to be followed. We're not to kill. You don't get away with that now. Not to steal. You can't get away with that. No. Just because Jesus came doesn't mean you can go steal. Just because Jesus came don't mean you can kill, you know, or lust after another woman with adultery. Oop. Warning. Uh-uh. So the first four we talked about last week, the first four, what are all about? God, loving God. They're all about love. The last six are all about loving man or mankind. Whew. All right. So what is it then? The Ten Commandments are basically based in love.
Amen.
Yeah. Love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, come on, man. I see today that we're called to love one another. We're called to love one another as Jesus has loved us. And we talked about how Jesus has loved us. Washed us clean. Forgave us of our sins. Remembers them no more. He bore pain. He bore sickness in his own body on the tree for us. He I mean, day after day after day, preached the gospel.
Yeah.
Good news, not bad news. He preached good news. He walked around and forgave prostitutes of their sins.
Right.
He walked around and healed those who were oppressed of the devil. Blind eyes see, and deaf ears hear, and lame walked. Lazarus was risen from the dead.
Right.
Raised from the dead. That's why we spent so much time on the Holy Spirit here. Because now we're to go, he says, therefore.
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
We're
to go just like Jesus went.
Amen.
Just like the 12 went. We're to go.
That's right.
Because, see, you're equipped.
Amen.
You know the word.
That's right.
And you're equipped with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything, I will do it. That was Jesus talking. We saw him where we read where he said, if you ask anything in my name, my Father, he said, would do it. Okay. So then we have to, I guess, decide something. Father, where do I go today? What would you have me? This was one of my favorite things with my mom and dad. What would you have me do today, Lord? Just as Jesus woke up early in the morning, by himself, and got away by himself before the crowds and the disciples got to him. He got away by himself to get with his Father.
Amen.
Lord, Father, God, where you want me to go today? What would you have me do today, Father? He received the power of the Holy Spirit. There was his communication.
Yes.
But he didn't go until he received the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What did he do until that point? Studied. He studied. And he studied. And then you know what else he did after he studied? He studied. Amen. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, that we read the Word.
Amen.
Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and I appointed you. And we're equipped.
Amen.
And when God anoints and appoints, he equips us.
Right.
You're equipped. Never lay hands on somebody if you don't feel equipped.
Amen.
This isn't about you. This is about God Almighty. Amen.
Right.
It's about them receiving their healing.
Amen.
Amen. When they have faith to receive, they receive.
Amen.
It's not because of you.
Right.
You're just the vessel. Right?
That's right?
I mean, my hammer doesn't drive that nail into the wood by itself. It's just a tool. But I'm the vessel that uses that tool to get that job done. And that's exactly what you are. Amen. Yes, you are. And you are so equipped. There's more power in you than you really even know. We haven't even scratched the surface now on the power of God that we will see. Why? Because Jesus said, the works that I do will ye do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. Have we seen greater? Woo, man, what's coming? What's coming? Amen. So let's pray over Arlena this morning. Amen. Come on up here, young lady. Praise the Lord. I'll just need you to agree with us. Hallelujah. Healed in Jesus' name. Praise God. We're glad she's back. No more flu. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. You ready to receive, young lady? All right. Father, I thank you and I praise you and I give you glory for the anointing of God that is upon me. And I thank you, Father, for the gift of God that is within me. In Jesus' name now, I curse inflammation. I curse infection, disease. I curse you. I command you to get out of her body in the name of Jesus Christ. And I call her healed now from all sickness, all disease. And I break your power, enemy, over her body. She is healed in the name of Jesus. Now get out of her body and you get out of her home in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you
for healing. Thank you for it. We give you glory and honor, Father.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's how you do it. That's how you do it, right? Amen. All right, praise the Lord. Let me dry up here. Inflammation. Okay. All right. Cliff, you want to come up? Okay. All right. Inflammation.
Inflammation, rheumatoid arthritis, that's what they've said.
Okay. Okay, amen. All right. That's what they said. Well, the Lord says that you're healed. You are free from all sickness and all disease in Jesus' name. You are free in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I thank you and I praise you that according to your word, these signs shall follow those who believe. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. So, in the name of Jesus Christ, devil, I bind you and I break your power. I command you to get your hands off of her. Sickness and disease, I bind you, break your power, command you to get off of her body. Rheumatoid arthritis, you diseased spirit, I curse you in Jesus' name and command you to get off of her now. Out of her bones, out of her cartilage, in the name of Jesus. And I call her free, healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, inside and out and outside and in. Thank you for it. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, I love the healing when it happens. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is good. I expect reports, good reports. Hallelujah. Listen, we don't receive what the devil tells us, see? We don't receive that. That's what she said. I don't receive what the doctor said because I know what the word says. See, there's my doctor. And my doctor says I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. It says that by faith I receive. In Jesus' name. I mean, but the list goes on. That these signs will follow those who believe, right? The laying on of hands frees the sickness and disease from the body. The prayer of faith, when the elders pray that prayer of faith, the Lord then raises them up.
Amen.
Many, many times. So I always have Elder Bill come up and pray. We're going to double team this thing. You get the pastor in faith and you get the elder in faith. He's going to pray the prayer of faith. I'm going to yell at the devil. I like yelling at the devil.
That's right.
I'm tired of being yelled at by him. You know, and he's a dirty, 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 dirty bag. He always likes to yell, you're broke.
Yeah.
You're sick. You can't do that. You ever heard those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's him. That's him. See, because my God says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I know that's a lie. I know the devil's telling me a lie that I can't do. What do you mean I can't do? God says I can do it all with him. Nothing is impossible, Jesus said, to those who believe. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Get him, Jesus. Yes. Glory to God. Lift your hands to heaven's Father. Oh, we bless you and we praise you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his love. Thank you for your love. I thank you and I praise you for the Holy Spirit who is with us, who abides in us, who comes upon us, who works through us. Thank you for that, Father. I thank you for this day, Father. I thank you that we are healed in Jesus' name. And that we are abundantly blessed in Jesus' name. I thank you that as we go this week, Father, you'll watch over us. That your angels be in charge to guard and keep us. In all of our ways and in our pathway, there is life and blessing. And I thank you that, Father, this week we will say, look and see what my God can do for you. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Father. We give you praise. I call this body of Faith Christian Center blessed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. All of God's people said, amen. Love you all. Have a blessed week. I can't wait for food next week. Praise God.